I've got some dope over there in that spray bottle to take care of them.
That's pretty good stuff, isn't it? Real deal?
Yeah. Are you gonna quit me here?
I'm not gonna eat any more watermelon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
There's no blaze inside. Not have it outside.
Well, nothing else to do here. We'll call it a day.
I'm happy to sell it. What can I do to help clean up now?
Just sit down and be quiet.
All right.
If you can't be quiet, be as quiet as you can.
Okay. That's just a good way to be. I got a pair. I don't wear them to read, but I wear them for distance. And it's amazing what a difference that makes when I go hunting. I get some things now, but for years I didn't hunt for about 7 or 8 years because I wasn't hitting anything.
Well, you're going to have to learn to practice. That old man that come by here in that pickup spot ago went back. He'd been by 3 times, I think, since he was here.
I think he's looking me over, don't you?
Well, he will. He looks up this way. I don't think he's looking through his glasses, I think he looks on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't hit nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But he hunts all the time.
Oh, I was going to ask you what your wife used when she cooked your eggs for you in the morning.
What do you mean?
What'd she cook them in?
Cook them in the skillet, meat grease where they belong, fried them.
Mm-hmm. And,
of course, after she got to where she couldn't eat hog lard, that's what we used all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I quit fooling with hogs, raised them to eat or anything, and went buying vegetables. The doctors told her not to use that, anything but that, and that's what we got.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use that there kind. That old boy comes on and says, I'd like to introduce you to Snowdrift, but I don't know your name.
Yeah.
Crisco's what we use all the time.
What do you boil potatoes in?
Well, we hardly ever, we have 2 or 3 different sized skewers we boil them in to make potato salad. Cream potatoes and the like, most generally fry them.
Mm-hmm.
That's my trouble, I guess. I eat too much fried stuff.
That'll get your digestion before long.
Well, it's taken it 7 to 2 years and it ain't done any harm yet. And I'll tell you how bad I was. My stomach was hurting me as bad. When I was about 17 and 18, the old doctor told Dad, he said, 2 hours, a long time for that boy to live. But he wouldn't give up till then. There's a new doctor come in here, and this year, the old doctor was one of them that give roots and herbs, you know. He didn't believe in any of this modern stuff.
He didn't know any better.
Huh? Yeah, he didn't know no better. That's all there was to it. He wouldn't let that doctor do a thing. Some of the boys went and got him, hit about 25 or 30 people there. I'd come to once in a while during the 24-hour and see them standing all around there, and I didn't know what it meant hardly. And finally, he'd taken Dad out and said, now 2 hours, a long time for that boy to live. And then he told this other doctor, said, now you can start in on him. And the first thing he done is give me a hypo. Cousin of mine sitting there at the bed, and he said, well, I know it in 15 minutes. You's either getting better or you's dying. Because he said, I can see the difference right quick. Well, he brought me out of that right easy and quick. And he now is the first patient he'd ever had here.
Mm.
He comes out of Georgia.